Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor, and together we're helping each other ignore Wall Street and get on with our lives. Today I'd like to start out by wishing you a happy 4th of July. I know our country's got a lot of issues, a lot of challenges that we're faced with and we're dealing with today, but it's still a great country. It's a country that allows us an opportunity to share our dreams and our passions with each other to make this world a better place. For me, I'm inspired to inspire you to share simple principles that are found at my website, coffeehouseinvestor.com, so that we can turn away from Wall Street and focus on those things in our lives that are important to us. And I think that embracing these principles now is more important than ever before in light of what's unfolding. Wall Street is awash in trying to predict what's going to happen to the economy, not only over the next month, but over the next couple of years. Is it going to be a V-shaped recovery? Is it going to be a U-shaped or L-shaped recovery? This past week, Greg Ipp in the Wall Street Journal suggests it might be the inverse of a V-shaped recovery, which doesn't sound too promising. He says, regardless of the reason, multiple data sources show that after an initial V-shaped plunge and partial rebound, activity has since flatlined, resembling the reverse image of the V-shaped recovery. Well, what's important to keep in mind in all this is that for us to focus on building wealth to see us through our retirement years, this stuff doesn't matter. What does matter is how much we're saving while we're working and how much we're spending when we're retired. Those are simple principles that are in our control and will have a profound impact on our ability to live a life of wealth and happiness in our retirement years. 25 years ago, I was inspired by people like Burton Malkiel, who wrote a book called The Random Walk Down Wall Street, people like John Bogle, who wrote a book called Common Sense on Mutual Funds. And in taking in what they shared with me, my goal has been to inspire you to share these same simple principles with everyone else. I continue to look for books that inspire me, to inspire you, and I have listed my top three books of this past year. I've got them on a list that you can access at the bottom of this video or on my website that you can consider reading, and hopefully it will continue you to inspire you to be the best that you can be to address the challenges that we're facing in our country today. So if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, share this video with someone, subscribe to my video channel, subscribe to the newsletter. This is Bill Schulteis, the creator of the Coffee House Investor. I'll catch you next week.